This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, up until 8 o'clock this evening. Glad you could join us on a Monday evening. Got a lot going on. Thanks to Ariel Cabrero, the head coach from Barbara Goleman High School, for joining us in the opening segment. Brandon Helwig from UCF Rivals for stopping by in our second segment. Now we close out hour number one with probably the most talked about subject in South Florida, University of Miami football. Obviously, spring is over. But that means nothing, because now the hard part comes. The transfer portal is wide open. Somebody who's like on it and on call 24/7, Adam Lichtenstein from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, always kind enough to join us. Adam, first of all, happy holiday to you and your family. And certainly you're going to be one of those doctors, as I said before. You're going to be on call all the time. Already we've had some movement. Talk about this part of your job. I don't know if you ever signed up for it, but you're certainly going to be right in the midst of it.
Yeah. First off, thanks for having me, and happy pass over to you too. I'm actually in the car, headed to the Seder tonight. So, very, very fun times. But yeah, like you said, you know, it's always crazy now with the portal. I feel like it's only getting crazier and crazier every year. You know, I had a delay leaving tonight because I had to write about Jaden Lane leaving UM through the portal. So, It's just nuts. And yeah, it can happen any time. People announce that they're leaving, or you know, someone else breaks the news that they're leaving. And there's all the people coming onto campus for visits. It really is nonstop nowadays.
Yeah, you talk about Jaden Wayne leaving. Now, here's a guy last year that was a prize recruit. Everybody said, oh my gosh, how did Miami ever get him? Is that a good sign that maybe Miami's recruiting at that edge and defensive end has gotten so good, guys like Jaden Wayne even maybe not as good as some of them, or is it something else?
Yeah, it's. I mean, maybe a little bit of column A, a little bit of column B, because like you said, Jaden Wayne is a very talented guy. He got on the field a bit last year, looked pretty decent at times in his limited time on the field. But, you know, if you're any kind of college coach in the country now, you have to be constantly recruiting, you know, not just high school seniors, high school juniors, but guys, you know, other college players. So, like, you look at the Hurricanes, they brought in Elijah Alston from Marshall, who got graded out, I think, is one of the best edge rushers in the country. So if you're right. Jaden Wayne and you see, okay, there's Reuben Bain and there's Akeem Mezidor who's getting healthy, and Elijah Alston's probably the third option at defensive end, then where do I fit in, and do I want to wait, you know, perhaps another year and hope that, you know, Mezidor and Alston are gone and I can start next year or something? Or, you know, obviously no one hopes for anyone to get hurt, but, you know, some other eventuality where you get on the field. So I think it's a little bit of both, where talented guys or guys who feel like they're good enough to play and they're not going to play much are ready to leave, you know, and try somewhere else. And then the Hurricanes coaches, I mean, they need to get under the scholarship limit. So if they view someone as kind of extraneous and someone who's not going to get on the field much, who they can kind of recruit over, they're going to do it.
Yeah, no doubt. When you take also a look at, you know, some of the, I know that they have quite a few spots to still vacate scholarship wise, because if they want to bring in players, as you know, I know they're trying to get a running back and they're trying to get a linebacker and a couple of others. Is this going to be a daily occurrence? Because I see now with Paris leaving and going back to Ole Miss, which I think everybody kind of felt that would happen. And also I see Harrison Hunt, who was the guy that allowed, but I think he was hurt and it kind of, you know, slowed down his progression. Are any other big names that you think that are going to be out, or are they going to just be kids who, you know, perhaps, you know, weren't getting in the playing time and, you know, felt that they can go somewhere else?
Yeah, I think it's mainly going to be guys who feel like they should be playing more. I think that's going to be, you know, the depth guys who you see more of the transferring. But you never know. I mean, if somebody feels like they can get better NIL deal somewhere else, they might do it. Like, the one that surprised me back in the winter was Colby Young. Because Colby Young was an established starter. He was going to, you know, he'd still have his role this year if he wanted it. And he decided to leave because he can go to Georgia. And, like, quite frankly, if you're looking at starting at Miami or starting at Georgia and you're looking at your chances to win and you're looking at your chances maybe at NIL money and you're looking at the chances of getting in the NFL, then why wouldn't you go to Georgia? So you never know if something like that's going to happen. But, you know, I think primarily it'll be depth guys, you know, guys who feel like they can play elsewhere and get a chance to play and, like I said, maybe make some money through NIL that way.
No doubt. Adam Lichtenstein joined us. He's kind enough to do it here on a Monday evening from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. What did you get out of spring? I know there was limited times that you could watch during the, you know, during practices, but they did have a scrimmage and they did have a spring game. I'm sure that they kind of simmered things down from, you know, when it was closed. But what'd you get out? Obviously, Ward is everything that everybody wished he would be.
Yeah. I mean, like, we saw more of the offense in the spring just by virtue of what we were allowed to watch. I came away really impressed by the offense. I mean, Cam Ward is a true difference maker at quarterback. Just the ball comes out of his hands so easy. Like watching him in one-on-ones or just in drills, it's like he's not even trying. And next thing you know, the ball's 30, 40 yards downfield. So he was really impressive. And I really like the wide receiver group, which is interesting to me because the last couple years going into spring, going into fall practice, one of the bigger question marks was the wide receiver group. And now you return Xavier Restrepo, you return to Colby George, who I think were, if I remember right off the top of my head, second and fourth in the ACC last year in receiving yards. And like I said, you lose Colby Young, but you bring in, or you have Isaiah Horton. Seems like he's really taking a step forward. I like him outside receiver. I like the young guys they have, your Ray Josephs or, you know, JoJo Trader, who I know you've seen probably play 55 times in the last couple of years. You know, he's excellent. And guys like Nye Carr, who also really impressed me. The receiving core just seems really, really improved to me and really skilled and a really good mix of young talent and also veterans. And the tight ends, I think, are really impressive. Everyone's talking about Elijah Lofton. I'm no different. I think he's a very promising young player who was even getting snaps at halfback in the spring game. I just came away really impressed with the offense. And the offensive line loses a couple guys, but I think they'll be able to replace them pretty well. So I just came away just really, really impressed by the offense.
Good stuff. I'll let everybody know how they can follow you because you're going to really be busy. I mean, whether it be social media and also on your website, let everybody know how they can follow.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at AD Lichtenstein, and you can read everything I write over at sunsentinel.com.
Good stuff. Adam, enjoy yourself tonight. We'll talk soon. And don't, I know that, pay attention to your family tonight. Don't look at your phone just in case.
I'll do my best. And Haksanayak.
You too. Thank you. Adam Lichtenstein, who kind of like brings the first hour to an end. What a great first hour. If you're going anywhere, just don't forget WQAM.com, podcast, top of the page. You can get everything that you don't hear. We've got some really good guests coming up. Chris Knee will kick things off from FSU in just a few minutes.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.